Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. There's nothing more exciting, exhilarating, rewarding than bringing in the harvest. And after a whole year of planting, buying seed, plant protection chemicals, working the soil, applying fertilizer, planting the crops, and then you pray for rain when needed and pray that rain stops before the river floods the bottomland. The anxiety is heavy. And finally, the crop is mature and the combines roll. And that golden corn streaming into the truck, headed to the grain elevator, is mission accomplished. Well, last week, I was on the farm and I'm back in Washington today, but I wish I was still driving the combine. When in Illinois, friends and neighbors asked me, well, what's going on in Washington? And then they would laugh. They know it's a mess. The latest shock is Speaker John Boehner resigns. He'll be gone the end of this month, and he stepped aside when 30 or 40 right-wing Republican House members threatened to take away his leadership role. They wanted the legislation to fund the government into December to include language to defund Planned Parenthood. Well, Democrats, including President Obama, would not support defunding Planned Parenthood. The bill would fail, and the government would shut down. Well, Boehner said, for the sake of the institution, he would resign, effective the end of October. And that gave the Speaker the freedom to support a clean bill to extend government funding. The right wing cannot, and now threatens, to vote him out as Speaker because he's already resigned. And I have known John Boehner for 25 years. He's an honorable man with corn and soybeans in his district, and he served in the House Ag Committee for years, conservative friend of agriculture. It looks like Congressman Kevin McCarthy of California will be chosen to replace Boehner. There are some good things that Speaker Boehner could try to do before he's gone. Clean the slate for McCarthy. Number one, increase our borrowing limit without a shutdown. It must be done. We have no choice. Number two, pass a long-term transportation bill. I've been pushing this idea for a long time. We're running out of money for our roads and bridges. Number three, we need to pass legislation to continue tax breaks that have expired or are expiring, and some of them are important to agriculture. And number four, the final possibility, fund the Export-Import Bank. I might say, I am not a big fan of the Ex-Im Bank. That's enough information on government in D.C. I can't wait to get back to the farm. Till next week, I am John Block from Washington.